Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Good morning, I'm Kelly, and I got another little tick against technology because I had something pointed out the other day that I realized it's because of technology that I don't know this anymore.
Okay.
Similar to how we used to memorize phone numbers, yes. Right? Everybody used to memorize phone numbers. I can tell you like 20 phone numbers from back in the day, yes. Landline phone numbers.
Yep. Yeah.
But GPS... And GPS alone is what I will forever blame on me never knowing my friends' addresses. I don't care how many times I go to Maitland's house. I've been to your house probably 15, 20 times, even if it's just to drop something off or pick her up before a virtual live at night show, whatever. I don't even know the damn street she lives on.
I couldn't drive to your house right now without texting you and saying, what's your address again?
Yeah. Now, the thing is, I could drive to somebody's house. I couldn't drive to Free Beer Hot Wings or Steve's. I haven't been to Tommy's yet. Just because y'all live a little further out.
Mm-hmm.
But my friends whose homes I have been to 15, 20 times or for the last 15 or 20 years when I go back to Georgia and South Carolina and North Carolina, I can drive from my parents' house and get to their place and still not even know the street they live on. And I have to be like, what's your address again? Like, what's your address again? And it is crazy. And I even have a contact card now because I had to stop asking that because I started to feel like, I'm lenient on asking them for their address. I should just know this, but I just saved it in their contact card. Now I just put it in my maps. And I looked at my friends the other day and I said, I will remember you live on Aberdeen, Aberdeen.
Like, you gotta find a way to burn it in.
Why don't I know these things? I know the street I live on, the street right next to me. My neighbor could be like, oh yeah, I live off of, you know, Harris Street. And I'd be like, which one is that? It's two blocks down from here.
Yeah, but there's no need to know it anymore.
No. But I feel like I should. Like, I feel like I've known this person and they've lived in the same house for 15 years. I send them cards on their birthday.
Okay, that's a little weird.
Well, sending cards or not knowing their address?
Not knowing their address because you do have to write it on there. And
yeah, I just open up my contact card and there it is.
Oh, well, yeah, that's it. It does it for you.
But it's weird. I could tell you my best friend's address from high school because I had to have it. I could tell you my grandma's address from, you know, if I was in Connecticut, because in case I got kidnapped or whatever, I needed to know she lived on Second Avenue, you know, but I blame technology for this. I don't even retain the information anymore.
But does it matter as long as you can get there?
It matters to me.
Like, I don't know that I've ever, like, I do remember all the old phone numbers like you did, but. Like addresses, I'm like,
it doesn't bother you that your brain doesn't work that way anymore because technology changed it? It bothers me.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure I knew all my friends' addresses anyway. I could tell you what road they lived on, but the address, I don't know. I mean, I remember their phone numbers, but like, I just knew how to get to all those places.
It doesn't bother me as much that my brain doesn't work that way anymore because I just assume that that way of working has been replaced with a new way of working.
Technology, working a GPS.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can remember it too.
Because
what happens if my phone dies?
You download it off the cloud?
Yeah.
No, I mean like it dies on a road trip and then I'm like, where do I go?
Oh.
I don't even know my friend's street name. I would have to be like, wait, yeah, she lives in Greenville, South Carolina. How do I get there?
Yeah. To your house? No, Greenville.
You take I-75. Which one is that?
She lives on, like, I know there are really nice trees on the corner, and there's, a bakery.
Yeah, exactly. Why don't you just call her? I can't! My phone's gone!
There's a McAllister's. I don't know.
Back when people gave directions, Kelly, did you prefer directions like, turn right on Bridgestone Road, then left, or did you, like, turn right at the McDonald's.
Yeah.
After you go a little ways, then you're going to see a pine tree.
Yep.
Keep going.
I need me a landmark.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Maitland,
I hated that landmarks. I went like 3 hours out of my way one time, or it felt like that, because my dad said, all right, so you're going to turn on this road, and then you're going to keep going until you get to a jog in the road, and then there's going to be a barn. I said, what the hell's a jog? He said, well, you know, It jogs.
Yeah.
What does
it
jog in the road?
Mean?
I'm like, stop saying jog.
Like when a road's straight and then it just sort of curves for a second and then goes straight again.
Yeah, it's just
And, but then he goes, and then there's a barn.
You just say the same word.
Yeah.
And then there's a barn, and then there's a tree that looks a little spooky. And you're like, yeah, okay.
There's lots of barns and spooky trees. I mean,
exactly. And that's how I ended up going like 45 minutes to a whole other town. And my sister, because I was taking her to a friend's house, and she's like, well, I think that barn looks familiar. So then we turned down some dirt road, and she goes, oh, no, Tori's house isn't on this street. And I'm like, you little bitch. I got home 2 hours later. My dad was like, what took you so long? She lives 15 minutes away. I said, do you know how many jogs are on Litchfield Road?
It's like made of jogs.
I hated it.
It's nice if it's got like the, you're going to see that Baptist church that's been abandoned for 20 years. And then you'll see James Madison Street. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. But if you tell me
it has to be two parts.
Yeah, you can't be like, okay, you're gonna go past a stop sign, and about 3 miles later, there's James Madison Street. Oh, perfect. Because you know what's gonna happen within 3 miles? I'm gonna get distracted. And then it's gonna be 10 miles, and then I'm gonna wonder how many miles past that have I actually gone, and then I gotta turn around, and then it's nighttime and I can't read. So
man, this is a disaster.
Yeah, this is really hard for you.
All because of addresses.
Yeah.
That really, stupid phone.
Really difficult.
I'm pissed at GPS.
Just throw it out then. Get rid of your phone.
I'm also not going to do that.
Yeah. Start downloading MapQuest.
Okay. My favorite are the handwritten maps. Did your parents ever do that?
No.
My dad would be like, all right, so hey, when you go here, you've never been here before. So I'm gonna draw
my
it
dad,
out.
My dad did that for me on my first day of college.
I love that so much.
I used to do that for myself.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Maitland, and I'm turning 30 this year.
Yeah.
What?
And wow. A lot of my friends are, including my friend Kate, who this weekend we're throwing Kate's 30th birthday party. Now, Kate gets a little wild. She's the friend who, when you first meet her, she will disappear at the bar or something and then show up 20 minutes later being like, yeah, this is my new friend, Jerry. We were just talking about our life's greatest traumas. Do you guys know each other?
We got tattoos together.
And then, she'll run off and go get a tattoo, or you'll just be like, man, I haven't seen Kate in like 45 minutes. Where'd she go?
Okay.
You'll text her and she'll go, this happened at a bachelorette party. I texted her. I said, where'd you go? She goes, oh, I'm in the bathroom. I said, you lying bitch. I'm in the bathroom. I know what you're doing. You're going to get a tattoo because we talked about it earlier tonight. I was going to go with you. And she was like, yeah, I'm making an appointment right now. I'm right down the street. I'll meet you guys there. I'm like, I wanted to go with you. And then she goes later on to her appointment and she comes back with a tattoo of a knife.
Oh, wow.
Kate is a badass. We love her. She's
a
chef.
She sounds selfish.
I mean,
she's a chef. So like the tattoo makes sense. And she's just adventurous. And we absolutely love that about her. She's also known for a real good Irish exit, which is why with her birthday being around St. Patrick's Day, we're throwing her kind of a Dropkick Murphys Irish exiting your 20s party this weekend. And I have been tasked with creating Kate Bingo for everybody.
Okay.
So I'm trying to do it in like a scavenger
hunt. Are you
going to
call it Birth Kate Bingo?
I will now.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
It's
thank you.
It's 30 years since her birth, Kate.
But yeah, okay, so do I put 30 things on this bingo card?
I don't think that's how bingo works.
Is it? I've never made
bingo
before.
Don't you usually
write
bingo on the top and then throw some numbers in?
But you can, augment it, though. I mean, it's six down, five across. It's pretty easy.
Oh, okay.
To make 30.
Well, I'm doing it like a scavenger hunt where you have to, once you do the little things, you'll fill in the little dot.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do however many things, you get bingo. There's no prize, as far as I can tell right now.
Sounds like a terrible game.
But I'm trying to do things like bum a cigarette from a stranger at the bar.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
I see
something
what you're
she
saying.
Would do.
Oh, okay.
Or
I got
like,
you.
Get two strangers to tell you about the worst thing that's ever happened to them.
Holy
or like
moly.
Things like that. So
I like it.
I'm working real hard, racking my brain. So if you guys think of any goofy things or like the weirdest thing somebody could do at a bar.
Oh, get railed by a guy wearing a mascot head.
I'll throw that'll be like in the middle space that nobody can ever fill in.
You have to do that night or if you have done it before.
No,
I think that should carry over if you already have one.
It all has to happen that night.
All right, so that one's grandfathered in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kate Bingo. It's going to be awesome. My Canva premium membership's really putting in some work lately.
I think one should be eat off someone else's plate.
Ooh, okay.
A stranger, though.
Stranger, yeah. It's got to be a stranger.
Like, yeah. Or eat off a stranger.
Yeah.
Leave plate out of it.
Get a body shot from a fat man's belly.
Make a stranger your plate.
These are fantastic ideas.
I love Stranger Plate. Yeah. My favorite game.
Trade shoes with someone.
Ooh, belly shots.
Belly shots.
Belly shots in general are, that's a good one to put on there, whether it's with a stranger or friends.
Mm-hmm.
Get a belly out on a bar. and suck some liquid out of that
belly button. Oh, throw a straw out of the belly button.
I mean, why the straw makes it worse.
You'd rather put your mouth on their belly button?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Just why? Skin to skin. It's something baby about me. I don't know.
I think it's the straw part. The straw would be
like you're getting down in there?
There's more suckage, so there's a feeling of like, I'm going to suck something up.
You think you're going to bring the grundle through the straw?
Yeah. Yes, but if you just like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's got to be Irish cream.
It's got little bits of their shirts going back to 1987.
Yeah.
Well. Other sorts of belly bitten button.
There it is.
Go ahead.
Belly bitten lunt.
It's going to happen again. I guess that's how I say it.
That's how you say it. Belly bitten lunt.
The worst was when you were the person's shot glass and it was your belly button. And then you stood up and you realized, oh, they didn't wipe all of it. And then it drips down onto your jeans. You're like, oh, drippage.
No, I smell like tequila.
Yeah, dang it.
Not in a fun way.
I hate all the times that's happened to me.
How many times have you been a body shot cup?
You know, not as many as I'd like.
Aw.
But at least once?
No.
Not even once?
No.
Hey, where are you guys going for Kate's 30th birthday? Mean hot wings are going out.
Yeah. Check out this belly.
I'll send you the deets.
Belly with booze.
Steve, have you been one?
I have not.
No, me neither. I don't think there's a lot of guys in our age bracket that have done
that. No, most men aren't usually the body shot cup.
Well, add it to the night show,
usually good-looking girls.
We're not the kind of cup people go shopping for.
No, I'm not the chalice all the ladies want.
Do you have any chubbier cups here?
Chubby cups.
Because I see a lot of hot ab cups, but is there anyone that might be like a bear cup?
Chubby cups sounds like a college bar. That I would have gone to
Chubby Cup.
What time are you getting to Chubby Cups tonight?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.